Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 226 for November 1st, 2009. I'm Barry Kantz, your host, and the music in this podcast is provided by the IOTA Alliance. The song you're listening to is Take 'Em or Leave 'Em. It's true. And the artist is Amy Lavere. You can find a link to this music in my show notes at www.hometravelagent.net. That's www.hometravelagent.net. Yeah, just take 'em or leave 'em. Well, welcome to the show. I'm Barry Kantz. Once again, I'm your host for the Home Base Travel Agent Show. Just take 'em or leave 'em. And I want to thank you for stopping by and being a listener to the show. You know, this podcast, the show, is all about the travel business, and we talk about destinations, talk about suppliers, we talk about tools of the trade, anything that may come of interest in terms of the travel business, we may talk about here on the show. And Laureen Romero from Windsor, California, is the co-host of the show, and I'm Barry Kantz, and I'm from Western Michigan, a small town called Coopersville, Michigan. That's where I hail from. So Laureen and I are many miles apart, but we connect every week by telephone and produce the co-hosted segment of the show. I should say almost every week. Laureen goes off and travels occasionally, and so do I, so sometimes we just don't make that connection, but most weeks we're there producing a co-hosted segment of the show. And you know, sometimes when you're far away from people that you need to meet with, there is a product out there that can really help you out. And I know you've heard us talking about GoToMeeting for some time, but do you know why we think it's the best way to host an online meeting? Well, it's easy to join a meeting. You can join a meeting in seconds, and there's no complicated steps, no complicated setups. Attendees don't even need an account. And the features are simple. You can share a keyboard and mouse control, or you can switch presenters. And you can share just a certain program, or you can share your whole screen. And you can even record your meetings. And there's integrated audio, phone conferencing numbers are included in email invitations, and on the control panel. And voice over IP begins instantly when you start the session. So now for our listeners, you can try GoToMeeting for free for 30 days, and that's a month of unlimited online meetings for free. Now for the special offer, you must visit www.gotomeeting.com/podcasts. That's gotomeeting.com/podcast for a free 30-day trial. And I guess a new federal regulation requires me to tell you that the Citrix Company is a sponsor of this show. And Citrix produces GoToMeeting. Now, I suppose you didn't know that. I guess I had to tell you that just to make sure that you knew that. My audience is much smarter than that. I'm sorry. But anyhow, required to tell you that this is a sponsor of the show. Okay, yesterday what I did, I booked a trip to Boston over Thanksgiving, and I'm kind of excited about that. We're going to go out and visit my son and the grandkids and take a little time and spend some Thanksgiving with them. And, you know, I was listening to Geek Brief TV, and the host there is Callie Lewis. And Callie and her husband travel a lot, and she was mentioning on her show that she really likes the Kimpton Hotel chains. And that's Kimpton, Kimpton Hotel chains. And I just thought I'd check. It's a boutique hotel chain, I might add that. And I thought I would check to see if they had anything in the Cambridge, Massachusetts area. And that's where we'll be going over Thanksgiving. And lo and behold, they do. They have the Hotel Marlowe in Cambridge. So I thought, well, we're going there. I might as well check to see if the prices are reasonable. And if they are, we'll go ahead and book and stay in a Kimpton hotel. Well, I did check, and the prices are really great. I don't know what, you know, this is the most traveled time of the year, Thanksgiving. And I don't know if the hotels are empty. Maybe everybody's traveling to relatives and staying with relatives. But the price for a boutique hotel in Cambridge, and it's right there on the Charles River, Hotel Marlowe, the price was $111 a night. And just for the heck of it, I went over and I checked the Courtyard by Marriott in Cambridge, and they were $139 per night. So needless to say, we booked the Hotel Marlowe in Cambridge. And if any of you have any experience with the Hotel Marlowe or any of the Kimpton hotels, drop me a line. I'd be interested to hear about your experiences with that boutique hotel chain. And you can reach me, email me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. So we do have a co-hosted segment coming up, but before I get into that, I just want to remind you to go over and check out the website at hometravelagent.net, and you'll find archives over there, and you will find a place where you can sign up for the show notes, and you can get the show notes right directly in your inbox. And you hear Coco in the background. I don't know what it is. I push the record button, and all of a sudden, Coco finds 100 things to bark at. He's pretty quiet all day, but now all of a sudden, he's found some stuff to bark at. And actually, this morning, I looked out the window, and 3 or 4 feet from the house was this deer. And it was a button buck, just eating along the house, eating some of the weeds that we have on a hill here right next to the house. And I was just amazed that he was so close. And then I looked around, and out now that the leaves are down, I looked out and around, and there were 3 or 4 other deers out in the woods. But this little buck was just happy as could be, standing right next to the house and eating whatever it was eating off the ground. And Coco never noticed him. I'm really surprised. So Coco wasn't barking earlier today when he had all kinds of opportunity to do so. But now he is on a rampage, and I don't know why. Anyhow, enough of that. Check out the website, hometravelagent.net. And what we'll do now is just jump right into the co-hosted segment of the show. Well, hello, everybody. This is the co-hosted segment of the Home Based Travel Agent Show. And as I was just asking Lorraine, I said, are you all strapped in? She says, yes. And I'm all strapped in, too, ready to go, ready to take off here on the co-hosted segment of the Home Based Travel Agent podcast. Welcome back, Lorraine.
Well, hi there. And this is one of those wonders of modern technology shows. The reason I say that is because we're actually recording this, and by the time our listeners hear this, because it'll be posted later, I will be out of the country, which is why I've decided to do the show now. As the listeners know, I'm taking a group over through Prague for a couple of days, and then down the legendary on the Danube to Budapest with a group going on a riverboat cruise. So we're going to talk a little bit about client information to give and resources for people. I have been doing, I tend to be the type of travel agent that, you know, lets my clients do what they need to do, and then a couple weeks before we go, I start sending them information. Like yesterday, I reminded them that they should call their credit card companies and let them know when they'll be out of the country, because there are some unusual charges, and they call the client at home, there will be nobody there to pick up the phone, and they could, well, cancel the card.
Oh, yeah. Now, do you have a checklist that you go through when you have clients and they're about to travel?
Yeah, and what I do, I have a checklist, and I also have a travel list, a packing list that I have downloaded. You can find anything on the internet, which is great. They have lots of resources that are out there. And what I'm going to do this weekend is email them the packing list, different things to be able to remember to bring, like in your carry-on, make sure to bring your medication with you. Don't put it in your checked-in luggage, that sort of thing. Little tips that help. Other things to remind people to do is make photocopies front and back of their credit cards and their ATM cards, just in case, you know, sadly, pickpocketing happens no matter where we go, and if someone steals your credit card, you don't have a phone number to be able to call and report it to the credit card company. Now, the back of credit cards, you have an international and in the U.S. number to be able to call. And it will also have your credit card number back there to be able to give to them, which is another great resource. A couple of the other resources that I am providing to my clients this week, I kind of do the two-week countdown and the one-week countdown, and we're at a couple of days ahead of time, to bring something called the International Converter Set. Because other countries have different power sources than we do. You just hook this onto a power strip. That's what I always bring. I always recommend that no matter when you are traveling, to bring some sort of power strip, because if you have one outlet, you have a phone or you have an iPod or more than one thing that you need to charge, it's better to have different sorts of plugs with an international converter kit. It just helps you be able to use one source to be able to plug in, which is important. A couple of other resources that I am providing to clients, because I know several of them have iPhones. Now, I'm assuming if people have other sorts of media that there's these sorts of resources also, but Lonely Planet has a series of books that you can put on your iPhone, Prague, Barcelona, a whole bunch of different places, including, say, New York, Miami, Vancouver. So there's a 99-cent app, and then you can buy specific resources, like Prague, for example, which is what I'm recommending them. And it's $15.99. And one of the things that's nice is that you can be offline. One of the things that happens is when you leave the U.S. and you have a local carrier, international roaming charges can be very, very expensive. What remind people to do is to turn either their phones off and not use them, or another option, for example, if someone is an iPhone user, is to put their phone in airplane mode. That will prevent them from having charges. You can also use different things as on Wi-Fi. I know that I am planning on bringing my phone with me, but I will be as soon as the airplane starts to take off, I'm going to put it in airplane mode. That way there will be no data information going back and forth. And I will be able to get Wi-Fi at, say, the hotel we're staying at. The ship is going to have Wi-Fi available for purchase on it. Or if you go to different cafes in different towns, so that's another great resource for clients. Help me out here, Barry. What might be some other options for people give to clients while they're traveling?
Well, you know, I can give you an option here in a minute, but one of our recent experiences with one of my business partners, he went up to PodCamp Montreal, took his iPhone up there, and did some text messaging and some telephone calls. He comes back, and we get a $500 roaming charge for his iPhone, and it was 50 cents per text message that they charged as well. So, you know, the advice to put the phone in airplane mode or just shut it off is good. Also, if you need a phone, certainly look into your carrier's plans that maybe you can sign up for, international plans. Maybe you can sign up for them short-term. I think AT&T has this where you can sign up for a short-term plan if you're traveling out of the country. So that would be one thing to do. Or you can perhaps rent a phone while you're out of the country if you need a phone as well. So that's a possibility.
That is. And, you know, there is a podcast that I also watch. It's a very short podcast, like a four-minute podcast. And actually, I get it through my TiVo. And they just happen to have had something regarding international charging. And one of the things that they were talking about is the fact that they have an iPhone, which is why I'm using this as an example, that they do have, AT&T has a international data program that allows something like 20 megabytes to be able to download. And what they were using as an example was there could be 7 of their shows downloaded to max out the total. So then anything else above that, they go a certain amount per megabyte. So, you know, if you have friends or clients, remind them that if they have friends who send them little wave files or email, to maybe take them off their joke list or isn't this really cool video, because you don't want people to be able to, like you said, come home to a $500 cell phone bill.
Yeah, that is a real surprise when you get that bill and open it up and see, oh my gosh, my phone bill's $1,200.
That would be more than a typical cruise. The resources that, you know, we wanted to kind of bring up, because I've been doing more research, to provide your client with a travel packing list, which, Barry, if you'd like, I can send that to you to be able to post online. Just some simple reminders that when they're going on vacation. I have another group of clients that are going on vacation and I'm not joining them. And they went, oh, yeah, the credit card thing. Sorry about that. You're absolutely right about remembering to check in 24 hours in advance. To us, that sort of stuff is totally normal. but these are not necessarily things that clients are going to remember, to make a copy of your passport. Because if something happens to your passport, you need to be able to have a copy of it to be able to use for identification. So I always recommend for people to make copies of any important documents, whether it's a copy of the birth certificate, passport, credit cards, and hold those off to the side somewhere. Just, it's these little tips and tricks that you can provide to your clients where they go, oh, thank you, I hadn't thought about that. So that's what our job is. Our job is to be able to be there for our clients and one step ahead of them and how to be able to have them enjoy a wonderful vacation, because that's what it's all about, to be able to have the weight off their shoulder and just not have to worry about the little stuff. That's what your job is for.
Yeah, and I couldn't agree more. That's where your value as a travel agent comes in, is to provide that professional advice, have that education that you can pass along to your clients, and those little things are all important.
Absolutely, absolutely. They want to be able to have such a great vacation and be able to come back and tell all their friends and family on how well they were taken care of by you, and to refer you to them for the next time. Well, that's all I have for this week, and Barry, I will talk to when I return, and hopefully have a whole bunch of cool things to be able to talk about. In a future session, in a couple weeks after I return, we're going to have Mike Davies on the phone, and he has been on the show in the past. All this man sells are riverboat cruises. And I know that when I return, I'm going to have a whole bunch more experience, and we wanted to bring him back on the show to be able to talk people about specializing in riverboat cruises. And the only reason we don't have him on until early December is he's going to be gone on like 21 days of riverboat cruising. I am just feeling so sympathetic for him right now. I'm sure you can hear that in my voice.
Yeah, he's got a tough job.
Yeah, it was a really tough job. But he really enjoys what he does. And he has some great advice, and we're very privileged to be able to have him come back on the show again. So, Barry, if our listeners want to reach you, what is a good email address for you?
I can be emailed at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And Laureen?
My email is sharptongued@mac.com, and that is spelled S-H-A-R-P-T-O-N-G-U-E-D at M-A-C.com.
Very good. Thank you for the great tips.
Thank you, and see you when I get back.
Have a safe trip.
Well, thank you, Laureen, for the great information, and I really appreciate it, and I hope you have a great cruise, and we will catch up with you when you get back. I do have a couple of news items here, and the first news item is from the Yahoo News. That's news.yahoo.com, and I'll have a link to this in the show notes. But it talks about the world's largest cruise ship is setting sail for Florida, and the cruise ship is leaving out of Helsinki, Finland, and it's the Oasis of the Seas, and you've heard me talk about this ship before, but what's interesting about this article is that when the Oasis of the Seas leaves its port, it has to go under a bridge, and this bridge is only 1 foot taller than the ship, and the ship, Oasis of the Seas, has smokestacks that telescope, and these smokestacks are going to be lowered all the way down. And yet, there's only 1 foot clearance between the top of those smokestacks and the bridge it has to go under. And what they're going to do in addition to lowering the smokestacks is they're going to race. They're going to speed up and go underneath this bridge. Now, you'd think that they would slow down and just take it really easy going under this bridge. But according to the article, if they speed up, it actually lowers the ship in the water so they have more clearance, which I thought was kind of interesting. But can you imagine if they don't calculate the tides just right or something happens? Oh, my gosh. But anyhow, as I was reading follow-up news stories about this, the ship did make it through, and it's on its way to Florida. And if you want to read more about this, there's a link to the article in the show notes. And this article comes from the Associated Press, and I found it in news.yahoo.com. Okay, the next article talks about airline fees. And you know, you would hope that as time goes on, as the economy improves, and as the health of the airlines, the financial health of the airlines improve, that some of these ancillary fees would go away. But, you know, that's not in the cards. And that's according to this article in the Los Angeles Times. And the Los Angeles Times article talks about a recent conference
that was held in Huntington Beach last week, and it was a gathering of airline executives. And what they did was they spent 3 days talking about how to collect more ancillary fees and what fees, what else they could charge these fees for. What are other things that you do on an airline that they could charge you a fee for? So they're looking to increase the fees for additional services, and they're looking to, well, I should say they're looking to add fees for additional services, and they're looking to increase fees, and they're looking for ways to do this without raising the wrath of passengers. So that's what this conference was all about. Look for more airline fees as time goes on. These things aren't going to go away. There's going to be a link to this article in my show notes, and if you like to link to this article, the fee is small. It's only 25 cents, and just pass that along through PayPal to me. No, I'm just kidding. Interesting article. Fees are going to stick around. It's free. Go check it out. There's a link in the show notes. And by the way, everything on my website's free. Everybody's a platinum member. There are no fees for accessing anything on the website. So there you go. Just kidding you. Okay, with that, what I'm going to do, that's the two news articles. And that wraps up the show for this week. And I wish everybody safe travels. Stay healthy. Stay away from those flu bugs, please. And we'll see you next week. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye now.